Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I mean, seriously, so you're not part of the problem, right? You want to make sure that you have your information. We've already been through this, right? You want to make sure you have your information. You want to make sure your information is correct, frankly and honestly, so we're not having to correct you. You don't want us correcting. You really don't. It doesn't help anybody. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution as opposed to part of the problem. Got a lot happening that we need to get through. We need to talk about. Need to work on, if you would. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if you go over to therealside.com or joemessina.com, you can sign up for the weekly email blast. You can, you can unsubscribe anytime you want to. I'll lock you in and find five different ways to send you information. If you want text messages, you know, what's it called? Text alerts. Then it's really simple. All you got to do with that is you text GOJO, one word, GOJO, to 77222. GOJO to 77222, and you'll be put on the list. And like I said, it ain't that hard. You'll get the information you need. Put stories up there. Hopefully ones that you really like. Maybe not so much. But I got a lot I want to hit on tonight, right? First thing. Back to Pelosi's story. I know everybody's dealing with it. I want to have some fun with it. Because it's just intriguing that the Speaker of the House would not have some kind of security around her house. Especially living in a city where the crime rate's up to like 73%. Right? I mean, you think about all these things that are going on. Is she a moron? No, knowing what's going on in the world around her, the city she lives in, is she really that dull? And then, again, I'm not suggesting she is. You guys decide that on your own. But what I am saying to you is she is the Speaker of the House. Third in line for the seat. So why wouldn't she have better security? Why wouldn't she make sure? Right, that she has what she needs. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, this is nothing new. When you think about how crime is rising in this country, right? And it's mostly, for, I hate to say it, it's true though, it's mostly between the two political parties. Right? Now, some people say that they've kind of created this force for violence. I don't buy that. I'm not there. I think if you've done anything, we've let people know, we've let people see, we know what's going on, and we know which parties are promoting violence. Now, you know the Dems will never admit to promoting violence in any way, shape, manner, or form. Right? So, these recent issues, they really center around the two. People are triggered by a social variety of, you know, a variety of social events, right? And they touch on all kinds of stuff that people get irritated about. Right? And the biggest thing that ignites these things are not just partisan politics, but, you know, the ideologies that I'm right no matter what, and it doesn't matter what you think. That simple. So when you see the what's going on in the elections, and people think that, you know, people moved here for the freedom that this country offers you, the ability for you to choose your leaders. That's why they moved here. That's why they came to this country, for a better life, more opportunities, truly the freedom to do what they wanted to do, or want to do. And now that's changing on a regular basis. You're being tracked by your phones, by the government. The government's actually tracking where you're going and what you're doing. You think our founding fathers would have been good with that? Right? Come on, think about it. You know, you think about what's going on around you. And when you see a piece written by a Democrat, here's what I love about this. One of the pieces I was reading earlier, I wrote some quick notes on it. Tell me if you get, let's see if you know what party the person who wrote this belonged to. They said a week after the 2020 U.S. presidential election, Eric Coomer, an executive at the Dominion Voting Systems, had to go into hiding because of all the angry supporters of President Donald Trump. Right? And at the time, they said, you know, they were all false accusations against Dominion switching votes or the machines having problems. Well, the machines, we come to find out, did have problems. They were easier. They were accessed easily from the internet when we were told they couldn't be. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's how you fix things. You become part of the solution. All right. So, we're talking about the violence. And what sparked this whole thing, for me anyway, for others it might be different, you've got people out there that are blaming Republicans for this Paul Pelosi issue. Well, I just find it totally interesting, right? And the reason I say that is that here you got more violence committed against conservative Republicans more violence, you know, against Republicans, period. You don't even have to be hardcore conservative. Right? And yet, you don't hear about those. You don't hear about... Or I shouldn't say you don't hear about. You don't get the same news buzz that you got with this Paul Pelosi and other things. Why? Because they're claiming that this guy's on the right. And we've seen violent action after violent action after violent action that they haven't. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG, they are not reporting on any of this stuff. Because ultimately we find out is there's somebody on the left, right? You find out there's somebody on the left doing it, and they don't want... We don't want that out there. We only want it out there if it even smells like it might be somebody on the right. That's the only time they want to jump all over it. Now, according to the police, the intruder yelled, "Where's Nancy?" Oh, excuse me. He was more proper. He said, "Where is Nancy?" Right? They tried, and they said that reportedly he tried to tie up Paul until Nancy got home and told responding officers he was waiting for Nancy, the person who was going to tie up Paul. Police immediately identified the suspect as David DePoppi, a Berkeley resident. Journalist Joe Eskenazi, he reports that the copy would appear to be a former Castro nudist protester, which I don't even know. What's the nudist part got to do with anything? I have to ask, right? And again, when you hear this stuff, so maybe I should do that. But I got time to do it. Yeah, I can pull this off. Maybe we need to hear what the police department had to say. Because frankly and honestly, you watch how this story, what's the word I'm looking for here? Watch how this story evolves over the next few days. And I jokingly said it earlier, but I meant it, is that the crime rate across the country, the way the police have to respond or can't respond because they don't have enough resources, all has to do with the same people that started all this. Let's not play the game. All right, so here's the police. I guess it's the police chief. Take a listen.
At approximately 2:27 this morning, San Francisco police officers were dispatched to the residence of...
2:27, 2:30 in the morning, shortly after the bars closed, but that's a story for another day.
...of Speaker Nancy Pelosi regarding an A-priority well-being check. When the officers arrived on scene, they encountered an adult male and Mr. Pelosi's husband, Paul. Our officers observed Mr. Pelosi and the suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him, took him into custody, requested emergency backup, and rendered medical aid. The suspect has been identified as 42-year-old David DePepe. Mr. Pelosi and Mr. DePepe were transported to a local hospital for treatment. This is an active investigation currently being led by the San Francisco Police Department Special Investigations Division. We are working closely with our partners from the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office, the U.S. Capitol Police, and our district attorney here in San Francisco County, D.A. Brooke Jenkins, and her team. The motive for this attack is still being determined. Mr. DePepe will be booked at the San Francisco County Jail on the following charges: attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, burglary, and several other additional felonies.
Interesting. He will be charged. Now, you think about some of the stuff that's happened across the country, and even in San Francisco, actually, where the DA has refused or not charged criminals. I'm talking about in stabbings and other things. I think it has anything to do with the fact that his last name is Pelosi? I mean, really, think about it. I mean, I'm glad they're charging. Don't get me wrong. I don't want anything to happen to Mr. Pelosi. Not the goal here. But it's to make sure that we keep understanding that there's a difference. They have a different set of rules, right? My understanding now is that the Capitol Police have jumped in. They're assisting the FBI and the San Francisco Police Department in a joint investigation. Breaking into the home at 2:30 in the morning. Interesting. I'm telling you, there's going to be more to the story, a lot more to the story, right? Now, Pelosi's office put out a statement that said she wasn't there at the time it happened. Her husband, who was sentenced to 5 days in jail, he was fined thousands of dollars for driving under the influence earlier this year. Pelosi was taken to the hospital where he received excellent medical... Oh, really? And they think he's going to make a full recovery, which is good. I'm glad he got the care he needed. I'm glad he's going to make a full recovery. You know, I'm not trying to be a jerk about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. But I find it interesting, again, what they're doing here is they're saying that it is the right causing this trouble. Everything has to do with a conservative. Everything is the fault of a conservative. Everything is the fault of Donald Trump and anybody who can even say his name without throwing up. It's wrong. Now, that article I told you about earlier, when I was reading, I want to throw up with it, too. When you read it, it's all about the fact that right-wing extremists that are threatening the Joey B's of the world, they were threatening other members of Congress. But never did I see this kind of writing when Kathy Griffin was holding Trump's head in her hand, supposedly. 855-REAL-JOE. Love to know what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are reacting to the home invasion of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's California home that led to an assault on her 82-year-old husband, Paul. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says on Fox News, everyone needs to relax and tone down the rhetoric.
The tone has to calm down. I think the rhetoric is becoming so divisive and inflamed in this country. And I see it when I go back home. Just the anger and the hatred over one side of the aisle versus the other.
Utah's bid to host an upcoming Olympics may be helped by a decision made Thursday by Vancouver. Officials there announced they're no longer supporting a bid to bring the Winter Olympics to Canada in 2030. That leaves Salt Lake City and Sapporo, Japan, as the only cities still in the running for the Games. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby,
we are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, this stuff is crazy, and it's getting crazier. You know, when it comes to this whole thing about the violence, and the reason the violence is going to get worse, I'm sorry, but it is because you've got a certain side of the aisle that just won't admit to where it's coming from. And how it's coming, and how to tone it down, and how to make it better. Or safer, I should say. I mean, you think about all the damage that has been done during the riots. To federal buildings, to homes, to businesses. Nothing. Nothing from the left. No outrage to have these people arrested. Not a one. Nancy Pelosi said they have a right to protest. But they don't have a right to burn things down. Right, this is how crazy it's getting. So from the death threats all the way through the threats to burn down buildings and such, the so-called plot to kidnap Michigan's governor, all this stuff they're blaming on. Let me see what they'll go through. They want to do a whole list. I don't want to go through all of them. The Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, Boogaloo Boys. They just keep going to all these groups and saying they're all right-wing groups. So it says who? You can call them all right-wing groups all you want to. You can call them violent groups all you want to. But nail something for me. Show me where they have actually been violent, where they've hurt somebody. They've done it at the order of somebody on the right. You can't do it. You just can't. Now this is from a left-wing writer. Every line in here is about how global terrorism is because of conservatives. About far-right people. Right? And when you really truly look at who's committing it, they're far-left people. But nobody wants to hear that. Right? Now they're blaming a lot of stuff on white Christian men. Calling it, was it Christian nationalists? We are Christian nationalism, Christian nationalism. I don't even know what that means. No, I mean that sincerely. We're part of the kingdom of God. If you're a Christian, you're a part of the kingdom of God. So what is that, are we okay to be a nationalist when it comes to God's kingdom, or we can't do that either? I'm just asking. Right? 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, back to Pelosi's issue. Again, crime has skyrocketed since 2017 in San Francisco. Year after year after year. And then when they get that real liberal left-wing lunatic as a DA, you know what happened then? It was out of control. You know, crime rates in San Francisco. Let's Google, okay, crime rates in San Francisco. Let's go from 2021. I'm just going to break the machine because it's not going to know how to respond without getting somebody in trouble, right? They have skyrocketed. Now, they say it was higher in 2021, but I'm not buying that. I'm really not, because it's actually gotten worse. When we hear about it here in Southern California, we hear about what's going on, it's actually gotten worse. Anyway, now, the highest homicide rates, 8 of the top 10. I'm talking about 1 through 8, too. 8 of the top 10 are Democrat-run cities. Right? Why do you think that is? Just in 2021, they finished the year up with almost 50,000 violent crimes. Right? 50,000. Let that sink in for a second. The crime rate per resident for 100,000 residents was 50. So for every 1,000... hello? You really got to start paying attention to what's going on. Now, in different neighborhoods, I get it. Some places are a little safer than others. Because they know who lives there. They know what's going on. Now, when you ask... Listen carefully, so I can keep telling you have to pay attention. When the far left gives you stats, they want to give you numbers, they want to talk about things. Listen up. Get away from your phone and listen. San Francisco claims, or the people of San Francisco that play with these numbers, they claim that rates are going down. Listen to the words, though. Right? San Francisco... let me see. Reduced its incarceration rate 38% last year. Now, how do you reduce... Anybody know how you reduce an incarceration rate? Anybody? Yeah. You don't arrest people. Well, you can arrest them and you don't bring charges to them. And if you bring charges, you don't put them in jail. You let them out on their own recognizance. Yes, I know, Your Honor, he killed 6 people, but he's a model citizen. I mean, there were 25 people in his apartment building he could have killed, but he only chose 6. I'm being ridiculous on purpose. You know that. Right? There's even a Jack Wagon article that says, you know, San Francisco's crime rates fall while Sacramento's tough on crime makes it worse. Yeah, not buying it. Not for a minute. So in other words, if you let people get away with crime, crime rates go down. No, they go down because you're not counting them. You're not marking them. You're not dealing with them. I love it. This shows you. This shines. This is a beacon of stupidity. Right? One article somebody just sent me, they want to compare crime rates in Los Angeles to crime rates in San Francisco. No, thank you. I don't trust either place to give me crime numbers themselves. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. This is what I'm talking about. Now, candidate Christy Smith is running for Congress against Congressman Mike Garcia. She already lost against him twice. She's actually run several times, and she's lost. Pelosi's just pulled $2 million from her area from her. She's blaming the violence on the Republican Party. But as usual, right? No proof. You're going, what do you need proof? You don't need proof. Don't get all caught up in a proof thing. Right? Simply because it's violence, it has to be a right winger. It has to be some kind of right wing, whatever. Right? 855 real Joe. 855. You know, somebody sent me this, so I don't know how true some of this stuff is. That's why I don't jump all over it. But apparently, the old Fox station that out of Arizona, right, where Kerry Lake used to work, they displayed a graphic by accident showing that Katie Hobbs won the Arizona governor's race 12 days before the election. Tell me they're not trying to spin something, right? Come on, really. Again, 855 Real Joe. I'd love to know what you have to say. 855-732-5563. The media is not going to deal with this Pelosi thing at all. You know that. Not unless they can make a solid case. Right? Not after making a solid case that this is a right-wing person. That's the only way they're going to be able to pull this off. Right? You gotta love it. Again, back to your Christy Smith and Representative Congressman Mike Garcia. She claims that Mike Garcia owes Paul Pelosi and his family an apology. Because some guy that Congressman Garcia doesn't know went and assaulted Paul Pelosi. She's calling it the radicalization and violence from extremists and direct result of people like Congressman Mike Garcia. Now, mind you, it's her team that's out there. Waters, Pelosi, and the rest of them talking about verbally abusing and assaulting people in restaurants, throwing them out because they... Yeah, we'll talk about this the other side of the break. Joe Bocedo, your host. Don't go far.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I'm talking about the hypocrisy of the left, big time, shining all over the place right now with this assault on Paul Pelosi. So we're clear. I'm not going to applaud him getting hurt. Right? Really that simple. Anybody who thinks they're my friend or wants to associate with me and they're going to applaud that he got hurt, yeah, I'm not the guy for you. Really that simple. The hypocrisy I find, though, is the left has been calling for violence for years against our people. Not once did I hear Pelosi, Schumer, let's just go down the list, right? Sheila Jackson Lee, Maxine, any of them, with the exception of the shooting years ago at the baseball field when that guy was shooting at Republicans and he shot Steve Scalise. They did denounce violence of any kind. But never again after that. Not during the riots. Right? I mean, difference between a protest and a riot, is there not? Well, they don't seem to have one. not during the riots or anything like that. Not a word. When cops were being hit with bottles, not a word from the left. Right? When people were being punched in the street, not a word from the left. And all of a sudden, Christy Smith, a candidate in California for Congress, is up in arms because Representative Mike Garcia won't apologize to Paul Pelosi because of an act that somebody else did that he knew nothing about. Right? And they're upset that he called Nancy Pelosi evil. She is evil. And I say that because let's go to January 6th. There is proof. It's not right-wing proof that she refused the National Guard on January 6th. When there was a call for the Guard because they thought there was going to be an issue. Trump, there's an email from Trump to her. She blows it off and says no. The mayor of D.C. says no. We have video of them letting people in. I'm not going to rehash this whole thing. What person would not take the extra step? Now, Nancy later said that she didn't like the optics of it all, but yet, what does she do? She put up a fence with barbed wire later on. I'm sorry. How does that make sense? Anyway, I just find it, you know, I find it a real big problem. Right? It was okay for them to call Trump all kinds of names. And not just Trump. Every Republican in a position of authority in the White House was called names from the left. They were okay with that. Remember the double standard thing I told you about? And she's quoting from Congressman Garcia, said Nancy Pelosi is that she's evil. There's no getting around it. There's no other explanation for it. In the clip, he says she's not dumb. She's not ignorant. These are all true things. She's not dumb. She's not ignorant. She's very politically savvy. They love her because she can raise money, and she used to be a great strategist. Right? So, and unlike the other side who stays silent on this stuff at times, Representative Garcia comes right out with, you know, hey, look, I'm praying for Pelosi. I want him to heal. I want him to write. And he's right about one thing. The left never lets an opportunity like this go, do they? She politicized this in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Well, listen, he's beat her twice before. He'll beat her again. There's no substance there. She beat us all when she said that she was going to go to Sacramento. She wouldn't raise taxes. My God, she kept voting for tax raises. We have a gig law here in California. You know, single moms, and not just single moms, people looking to pick up a few extra bucks. Right? Using their car to drive people to the airport, pick up a few extra bucks, writing articles for newspapers where they get 25 bucks a clip. They came down and said to the legislature, she wouldn't back away from it. They came down and said, no, you can only do five of these a year. So you can only do five things that makes money outside of the norm, you know, of a 9-to-5 job, before they have to hire you full time. Many people lost jobs. The movie industry had to lay off a bunch of people. They didn't care up north. They were still getting paid their money. They were still getting their gas allowances. They were still getting their per diems. They didn't care. And when the price of gas goes up or the price of living goes up, their per diem goes up. The average person doesn't have that luxury. They don't get that. When people were begging for a tax break, right? Repeal the gas taxes. Don't even repeal them. Stall them for a while until people get back on their feet again. She wasn't interested. I've invited her on the show half a dozen times. I could play clips of what she said over and over and over again. Right? So to sit there and all of a sudden be a pearl clutcher, it's just hilarious. And her own party has so much faith in her at this point that they pulled the money from her. Right? Nancy Pelosi's decided she's not worth the fight. her own party. This is what I keep saying. You got to put people, you have to put people in these positions, or people that want to be in these positions, that you know will fight, that you know will do the right thing. And you don't know that they will. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I don't get this one, though. Anybody know the police were responding to a well-being check at 2:30 in the morning? Did he call her and say, Nancy, I'm driving home now. You better check on me. I mean, seriously, no joke. Why would she need a wellness check at 2:30 in the morning? Most people are sleeping at that time. I'm not, but most people are. Just be curious. Oh, God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. These people are just so sick, all the way around. God. Now, General Motors has now, you know, since Elon Musk took over, you're going to watch all these woke companies now. Watch what happens with them. They're kind of trying to prove that they, you know, they know what's going on. General Motors has paused his advertising on Twitter because Musk took over. I'm sure he'll be heartbroken. Wish he starts seeing nothing but Tesla ads on Twitter. I wonder how does the left reconcile that? Here's a man that they were touting as, you know, God's gift to the ecosystem. And now what? He's a devil's second brother? Right? Because he's going to allow freedom of speech? Oh, no. You know, it just watch this go down is hilarious. General Motors will suspend advertising on Twitter as the social media giant continues to find its footing under the new ownership of Elon Musk. Circle Squared Alternative Investments founder Jeff Zika. He said big tech earnings and why Musk's potential Twitter deal is a bad idea. We're engaging with Twitter to understand the direction of the platform under their new ownership, as is normal course of business with a significant change in the media platform. Yeah, it's the first time I've heard of it, right? We've temporarily paused our paid advertising, and our customer care interactions on Twitter will continue. Oh, so they'll be used for tech support, but that's about it. And the announcement comes a day after Musk took ownership of the social media giant, immediately fired several top executives. In an effort to assure advertisers, Musk on Thursday said the platform would not be free-for-all in a hellscape. He's going to put a committee together to decide. Come on, this is a move to put some of these people at ease. Right? Now, here's a freaky thing for you to know. Recent study found that 10% of the U.S. adults use TikTok. Ready for this one? To get their news. Now, that's a rise of 7% from 2020 in 2 years. Right? Musk made a lengthy statement at Twitter telling the advertisers what he was going to do and how he was going to keep things sailing along smoothly. But look, he's got the ability to let it go, to allow some of these people to pull. Where were they going to go? Right? So I'm here, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week. You are listening to the Joe Matheny Show on the Genesis Communication Network.